Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know what's making me cold? Is watching the news and all they're covering are cold people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's making me, like, more cold. Like, I'm watching the news and people's, like, freezing and there's ice everywhere. And I'm like, I'm freezing. And I'm like, no, I'm in Florida. I'm not freezing.
Yeah, some of them, you can't even see their faces. It's just their eyeballs.
I know.
You're just like, who's reporting from where? I have no idea what's going on. All I know is this guy's freezing. You need to get him some hot cocoa and get him inside.
Yesterday by the beaches, I noticed more and more out-of-state license plates. Like there was a surge.
I believe it.
Like the last 2 days, people were like, the vortex is coming. We're out of here. They just started heading down here. And now they're here. And of course, what they do by the beaches is they don't know how to drive. They run red lights. They run stop signs. I don't know where they're going. I saw it all afternoon yesterday. I was just laughing. And then I saw the weekend weather for us this weekend, like 70s,
yeah,
sunny. And I'm like, oh, now even more. Because these people are going to call their other snowbird friends and be like, you got to come down
here.
All
of a sudden, there's a flock of them coming. My cousin Stephanie and her husband Neil, they just got in town last night from Wisconsin. So they escaped the winter vortex.
They're here. They can stay, but do not call their friends. They cannot call their friends. I think we should change the weather forecast, like when it's real bad up north, mm-hmm, and just be like, nope, same thing here. No, don't even worry about coming down.
Oh, just a faux forecast?
Right. And there'll be some, like, secret undercover app where only we know it's all, like, not true.
I'll never believe it.
Got to give points to creativity to this school district up in Michigan. They were announcing a school day that they were closing the schools because of the polar vortex. And some of the administrators got together and decided to do it in a video form.
Yeah, well, usually you just hear about a snow day on the ticker on the TV. It just comes across.
They don't even do that anymore. They just text you. It's just a text now.
Yeah. As far as people who, I guess, aren't going to school, that's how you find out when schools are closed. But now they decided, okay, we're going to do the announcement via our YouTube channel, which is genius because it's already got 1 million views. It's only been out for 48 hours.
Here's a piece of the song they produced to announce that schools would be closed for the polar vortex and the snow.
Heard about a winter storm. It's cold and dreary. Stay home, stay warm.
He's pretty good.
It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning. It goes like this when the snow hits, the buses can't get out of it.
Can you imagine, like, being a kid watching this and be like, just get to it? Like, what are you getting
please
at, right?
Snow day, please, instead of hallelujah, be saying it's a snow day.
Right.
It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
You're like, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes!
Wait, what did he say? Here we go. This was the shot right here.
It's a snow day.
Freedom.
A winter cold day. Stay home and just play.
Stay home and just play.
It's a great family day.
They're harmonizing.
It's so cool. I wonder how many takes it took them to do that, because I can't imagine that they practice this much. You know, being that they're in, like, the school, you know, business.
They're in the school gymnasium, too, as they're filming this.
Good job. That's a fun way for all those kids to find out that they're not.
Snow day.
They're not in school. We don't have to deal with any of that here, thank goodness. Although it was cold again this morning. But again, I just feel like I'm supposed to be cold because all I'm watching the news are cold people.
Yeah, it's not that bad in the scheme of things.
No. All right. On the way, we got Luke Bryan. Listen, this is great. Between 7 and 8 o'clock, we've been doing this all week. 99.5 QYK between 7 and 8 a.m. You're listening for the double Luke songs, back-to-back Luke songs.
Yep.
Caller 9, Country Thunder tickets. That'll be nice and warm in itself. But what makes it even better is a grand prize, backstage with Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Really cool. And
$2,000.
That's on the way between 7 and 8 this morning.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. It's so funny, you know, every industry or profession, like, there's something that happens you get really excited about. Like, all right, Kenny Chesney's coming to Tampa to open up his tour. Like, last year, like, everyone was crazy.
Right,
like,
of course.
We're all backstage, yeah. We're hanging out with Kenny, we're drinking beers with Kenny. It's like, oh my God, this is crazy. For weather people, it's polar vortex.
Oh, yeah, polar vortex, or when it's a massive hurricane, don't you think that Paul Delgado and all the local people, that they just, this is what they look forward to? It's like their Super Bowl.
They love it. This is their time to shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is it. So here, we've got a bunch of audio. I'm going to play for you next, right after Stapleton, of weather forecasters just getting so giddy about basically the coldest week we've had in generations. And these people go off the chart excited. Like, I would imagine some of these weather forecasters would give up their marriage and their kids if they could cover the polar vortex all day.
I think they did. That's why they're outside in the snow.
Unbelievable. We're going to play it for you next. 99.5 QIK. So weather forecasters are having, like, way too much fun with this polar vortex. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. And I watch this and I go, man, I got to tell you, the last night, I couldn't sleep. I'm a dog lover to a fault, really, because I get really, like, emotional. And I think about the dogs that are outside. And I'm like, I hope everyone's bringing their dogs in, you know. And then I think of people on the streets. Like, I hope they found somewhere to go.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I do think about the people. I always think, oh, I hope everyone has jackets, blankets.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about negative 50. Like, I mean, they need a place to be.
Oh, well,
you know
I was
talking
about even here. Okay. In St. Pete, in Tampa, Clearwater.
Right, right.
I hope that everybody's inside.
But you watch these weather forecasters. Dude, they're turning this vortex into a circus. This is like a three-ring circus. Listen to these reports all across the Midwest. And, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And here I was planning to use this spray bottle as a prop, but within 15 minutes, the water inside just rose.
Okay.
You were really going to use it as a prop?
This weather.
What?
In 15 minutes, dude, it's minus 60. It's going to freeze.
Like, I'm surprised. He knew that.
Right. Is anybody watching that going, oh, my God? That bottle of water froze?
There's people eating Tide Pods, so yes.
Yeah, easy to figure out.
There's a couple people who fall for it.
These people are great.
And many of our iPhones have already died within minutes, George.
Can you believe it?
Our iPhones are dying and water is freezing.
Oh my gosh, in freezing weather, who would have thunk it?
This bottle of water we put out and in half an hour, less than a half an hour, frozen.
Well, I tell you, she got ripped off on her polar vortex. Got water 30 minutes to freeze. The other dude cut that in half.
I can tell you. He put it in the freezer first. He just brought it out there.
I can tell you whose ratings are better, 100%.
Look at this. The shirt doesn't even really need a hanger anymore.
They froze these t-shirts in water. This is great. This is on the news, by the way.
Oh my gosh. This isn't
Comedy Central. This isn't Netflix. This is the news. They dunked these t-shirts in water and then took them out on the hangers. So now they're just like frozen objects. You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah.
There you go. It is straight up and down. You can hold it by the arm.
Look at this t-shirt. We put it in water.
Why are they all doing it?
Now they're all doing
it.
It's spreading. Now everybody's doing it.
We hung it on this hanger for about 5 minutes. And look,
it is
solid.
She's hitting the shirt on the camera, just so, in case you didn't believe that it was frozen.
You can ring the bell with it there on the railing.
Look at what happens when I spray some water here on this desktop.
Why is everyone obsessed with, like, I just don't think humans are shocked that it's negative 50 and water's freezing.
You know,
like, I'm just going, like, it's not blowing my mind, right?
It's really not.
Aren't your expectations a little different?
Yeah, and why, I mean, come on, do something more original.
Okay, I've been wanting to try this, but the water's been freezing inside the bottle first.
Oh, no.
I get this car scraper here, this ice scraper. You hear that? Instantly, this water turns right to ice, Robin.
Back to you, Robin.
I hope when they went back to Robin, she was like...
Robin wasn't there. She quit. She left. She walked out.
Robin froze to death. They had wheeled her outside to do a break, and she was done.
It only took 4 minutes to freeze Robin.
Bottle of water, 30 minutes. Robin, gone in four.
She's
unbelievable.
Hard as a rock.
Robin, wake up, Robin. We'll be back after this. Congratulations.
So cheesy.
All the weather people having fun with polar vortex.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
This Luke Bryan thing is so cool. Your shot to win here is on the way. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So between 7 and 8, right, you're listening for the back-to-back Luke Bryan songs.
Yeah, so it could be in a couple minutes when it's 7 o'clock. It could be in a half hour, two back-to-back Luke Bryan songs.
Yeah, the idea, obviously, is like, we don't want to tell you. We want you to listen, right? Because the prize is so big. You hear the back-to-back Luke Bryan song. So when the second Luke song starts,
you
be caller 9.
Yep.
Right, UB caller nine.
Win us.
And here's the thing: we're gonna instantly hook you up with Country Thunder, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. I mean, it's a huge thing. Country Thunder is so cool, but the qualification is big here. Backstage, little hangout with Luke.
Yeah,
I've done the backstage thing with Luke. Let me just tell you, don't be driving to that.
He's fun, right?
Yeah, you
drink with him.
You'd be Ubering out of there for sure, right?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet him.
Luke Ubers out of there. You got his Uber's big deal, big old bus. But and then $2,000, so your pocket's just stuffed with cash at Country Thunder.
Can buy a new outfit,
right? And then platinum seats. So basically, we're going to give you Luke. So the artists get seats where they can put their families and friends. We're going to just we'll bump them. We'll put you there. So that's how big this is.
Family will be gone.
Right, his family not coming. So here's the deal: it's between 7 and 8 back to back Luke Bryan songs. That's what you're listening for. 99.5 QYK and Riley Green.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so Super Bowl party, right? This Sunday, everyone's having a Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
think about this.
My brother's having one.
If you were looking for a significant other, right? You're looking to, like, just totally find that person.
Okay, so you're single and you're ready to find someone.
Well, here's the thing. You know there's going to be drinking. Okay, you know it's a party.
Yep.
You know that it's like, it's a total social event. So if you add all those things up, you're like trending in the right direction for finding somebody. But would a Super Bowl party be the place?
Oh.
A hookup maybe, but long term? We'll tell you our theories and we'll get to your calls on the way. It's 99.5 QIK. Super Bowl Sunday. All right, so it's this Sunday, big game, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so is this the spot? Is it like, what are the pros and cons to find somebody? You're looking for a girlfriend, you're looking for a boyfriend. Like, is this the spot to do it? And has anybody ever done it? I will say this. I was at a party years ago. And I went just to have fun, party with my buddies, whatever. And me and this girl were like,
this is a Super Bowl party?
Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's everything. The game was so good, right? And this girl was, she had way too much to drink at halftime. Because the halftime shows at Super Bowl are longer.
Right.
And, you know, it's like people playing music, so you're all into it, stuff like this. The game was so good. And, like, all through the fourth quarter, she was like, let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go. Like, hanging on me. Like, let's go. Let's go. And I'm like, but this is a good game. Like, I don't want to leave, you know?
Oh, no.
And so what do you do? Like, I'm like, I could go, but this game's great, and I'm having a blast and stuff. So she splits. I stay. It doesn't work out. And I'm like, Super Bowl parties, not the spot.
Yeah, I would say if you're a major football fan, which you are, then Super Bowl or any sporting event is probably not the best place or any situation where you're watching the game. So even at a bar, if a guy is super into the game, he's not going to be paying attention to you. It's not the ideal time to strike up a conversation and start a relationship.
Yeah, but look at it this way, too. The pressure's also really low because there's other people, there's noise, like everybody's drinking, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like you don't, it's not like one-on-one FaceTime.
Yeah, but no love story started with, oh my gosh, it was so perfect. There was so much noise around us. No, it has to be a good conversation. Someone's got to be paying attention to you. They're not paying attention to you. They're paying attention to the Doritos commercial.
But think about this love story. It all started with buffalo wings, beer, nachos. That's the beginning of a love story.
And him not paying attention to me.
No, but there's just no pressure. Like, because you can laugh at other things. You can kind of, you know, and then there's that.
I think it's great if he doesn't, if his teams aren't in the game and he can actually pay attention to you, or vice versa. If her teams aren't in the game and she can focus on you, absolutely. Perfect place to meet. There's people betting on stuff. Everyone's having a good time.
Gambling, drinking, you know, perfect first date.
All the sins.
Right up Melanie's Avenue. Gambling, drinking.
I just like that squares game. Everybody gets in on those dollar squares. Come on now.
All right, so Super Bowl. Is it a great spot for a first date? 800-992-1099. Call us now. Maybe you've done this before. Maybe you got one lined up for this Sunday because everyone's having a Super Bowl party. 800-992-1099. Ideal first date.
Good idea, bad idea?
Call and tell us now. 99.5 QYK. Brett Young, it's here tonight. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Super Bowl. Is that a good spot for a first date? A Super Bowl party. Everyone's having Super Bowl parties. It's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of fun. Although one thing I will say that I don't like about Super Bowls, it's on a Sunday night.
I know. Well, can, like, we rethink that, NFL? Come on, everybody's got work on Monday.
You can only get so crazy, right? Because it's Sunday night.
Yeah, and then you're constantly thinking about it, too. Once halftime hits, you're just thinking,
anxiety,
oh,
is
man.
Like, oh, God.
And then if it goes into overtime, you're just like, do I leave?
Right,
am I miserable tomorrow?
Stop. You're already ruining my Super Bowl for this weekend. Stop it. I don't know about it.
Okay, sorry.
All right, I'm so back. Is that a good opportunity, a Super Bowl party for a first date? Let's get to Dan. He's in Clearwater. What you got, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to get to know someone. I mean, it sort of stops there from being pressure from the whole time, you know, having to talk the whole time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can watch the game where the commercials and everything's still good. It's a nice way to be super casual, and it's sort of fun if you're, you know, you're both into football.
That's, you know, Dan, I got to tell you, that's a good point about the commercials, because the game is the game. It's just, yeah. You know, it is what it is, and everybody's into the game. And it could be a bad game, but the commercials are like little moments, like little icebreakers, you know, where it's like people are laughing and you're kind of like, everybody's involved in the commercials. Maybe you don't like football, but everybody's into the commercials.
And you can judge them off of what they like. So if they don't find the same commercial funny that you found funny, you're like, this isn't going to work.
Why are you going to be judging somebody already at a first date?
Like, that's what you do on a first date. That's what a first date is. Yeah, it's, hi, I judge you, you judge me, we see if we're compatible, and then you go from there.
Fellas, don't worry, she's taken. So you won't run into her.
What's that face, Kevin?
I
can't believe that was your response.
Well, I didn't know. If some guy's like, man, what if I run into Melanie at a Super Bowl party? I'm going to be judged off there. She's like, I'll be judging you on your commercials. I'll be like, whoa.
If I'm trying to have a future in a relationship with you, of course I'm going to go, that's so cute. He thought that same commercial was funny. Or maybe he doesn't have a sense of humor. He's boring. Not my type.
This is women. We're sitting here talking about a Super Bowl party, and she's talking about the future.
I know.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah. Hello, that's how our brains work.
All right, Lori, part Richie. Hey, Lori, what do you got?
Yeah, so it's not a bad date idea if you're both into football or not into it, but that's the only way it would work. Because, like, if one of you is super into it, one of you is going to feel left out. I think it's, like, a good idea to make sure you're on the same page about it. Otherwise, try something else.
See, same page, like the same commercials. Either like football, don't like football, feel indifferent about it.
Yeah, I just see Super Bowl does offer a lot of things. One thing I will say, though, if you're going to a Super Bowl party, you're going to one set of friends' homes. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's either the guys or the girls. You know what I'm saying? There's not your people and their people. It's like, I'm going to my buddy's house, come with me. Or, hey, I'm going to my sister's house, come with me. And you're in that, you know. And
you're already in the friend group.
One of my worst fears, too, would be is if you're on a first date, and then there's a bunch of people at the party, and you have, like, those football fans, obnoxious. Maybe they're rooting for the team you don't want to win, talking a lot of smack. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I think, hey, if it works out and it's just casual, neither of your teams are in it. You know, the Bucks aren't in it. So if you're a Bucks fan, you can just pay attention to talking up a girl the whole time. Then I think it could work out.
Just sit there and judge her all night.
Oh, my gosh. Way to read into it. I'm just saying, on a first date, you judge each other.
Guys,
you feel each other out.
Guys read into things, too. We do. It's true. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Super Bowl party. Is that a good spot for a first date? You know, I was thinking, like, if my team was in it, that's a good opportunity for someone to see, like, the real me. Now,
you really want to...
They wouldn't like it, but
you'd
that's
never
okay.
Go on a second date.
But now I'd be sending out the herd, because maybe there's somebody
the
out there.
Any other descriptive word?
No, that's people
the
get that.
Herd.
I'd be sending out the herd because I'm very passionate, I'm emotional.
There's a herd of women coming after you at a Super Bowl party. Is this an imaginary story?
It sounds like a good football commercial, doesn't it? A Super Bowl commercial. There I am laying on the couch, surrounded by buffalo wings and nachos. And then the walls come crashing down. There's a herd of women racing towards me. But my team's about to score, but they don't score. And I start showing the real me, cussing and throwing things and crazy. And then the herd of women leaves. They herd off.
Yes.
What is it called? They stampede off.
The stampede
somewhere
runs away.
And my dream just turned into a nightmare.
And you're by yourself and your team lost.
But I don't care because I keep it true to my team. But what I'm saying is that's a good opportunity to see, like, the real side of somebody when their team's playing. You know what I mean? Like, can they keep it all? Is it just football? Is it just a game?
Right. Or did they lose it? Are they cursing at the TV? Do they got anger issues?
That's what I'm saying. So it is kind of like a stealthy, undercover way to figure somebody out, try to get into their DNA a little bit.
So what you're saying is that you would be judging them.
Well.
Interesting.
I'm putting myself up for judgment is what I'm doing right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Kimberly, welcome. I know your family. You have a couple in your family that crazy football fans.
My cousin actually met his wife at one of the playoff games for the Ravens. He actually walked up and he's like, if they make it to the playoffs, we're going to go on a date. And she was like, all right. And, I mean, that was all the conversation. And they watched the game. And they literally, their local radio station caught on to their story. And they paid, her wedding dress is Raven purple. And they paid for, like, the wedding dress, the ring, the everything, gave them tickets. Like, that was the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have been married ever since.
I've always said football brings people together. Like, it brings people together.
They love it. Like, they don't even talk to each other for, like, strands, you know, whole, like... progressions at a time, they're like, man, no conversation allowed to happen. Don't talk to me.
Hold on a second. Yeah, if you go to a Super Bowl party with your wife, you don't have to talk to her for like ever? What?
Stop. That is not the moral of this story.
Hold on a second. Did I hear that right?
No, but I have watched them during a game, and they literally, like, they won't talk to each other. They won't talk to other people.
All right, listen, Kimberly, hold on a second.
Suddenly, my fiance wants to get into football.
Right. Everybody does, right? No, but here's the thing. Don't go to those people football parties. It's weird when, like, they're hosting you, and they're not saying a word to each other. They're just, they're not talking to anybody. They're just staring at the game, watching the game. Yeah. That's the most awkward Super Bowl party there ever would be. People just staring at the TV, and nobody's talking.
Don't you think that this year, though, all the Super Bowl parties around here, it's just going to be people having fun because no one's team is really in it?
If your home team's not in it, it's an excuse to go out on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and watch awesome commercials.
Watch the commercials will be more the buzz than the football around here, for sure, than the game itself.
Right.
But I will say, like, if they move this game to Saturday night or if we had Monday off, it'd be totally different. Like, people would just be jacked up for this.
Yeah, but people also be blacking out by halftime.
Well, that...
You got to watch the whole game. That's why it's on a Sunday. The NFL knows.
Football's a contact sport. I mean, what do you... That's what has to happen sometimes. You got to step up your game, little girl. Yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
All right. This is where we get in touch with the legal community here of Tampa Bay.
I think it's more the criminal community.
Right? Innocent until...
proven guilty.
That's right.
Yeah, but most of them are there because they were proven guilty and are there paying fines.
I don't know. Every week's a different environment. Like, we don't know what we're walking into. That's what I love about what you're doing at the courthouse. We got Captain Chris down at some Tampa Bay area courthouses, and he just walks up to people with a microphone and goes, hey, you're out here in front of the courthouse. You're waiting to go in. What's the story of your court case? Why are you here?
And people love to share their stories.
All right, let's pick it up here with Captain Chris. He's got somebody walking up to him right now.
Here we go. What brings you out here today?
I had to come handle a case that I've been fighting for a long time.
What kind of case are we looking at?
Drug charges.
Ooh. Oh, man. And how'd that come about? Did you get pulled over or?
It wasn't really a pull over. Officer, he recognized me.
How did that case come about? Well, I didn't really get pulled over. He recognized me.
That's not good when the officer just recognized
you. That officer had X-ray drug vision. He could just look through you and go, drugs, gotcha.
He just recognized me from all my other arrests.
I was driving, but I wasn't in the car. He just jumped out on me.
So how long has this been all going on now?
It's been since October last year. Mm. Right now, I'm up almost $2,000 on fines. Hey, you know, when you're doing wrong, you know, it happens.
Out of all this situation, do you have any advice for anybody that might be listening?
Man, stay out the streets. You got to stay out the streets.
Solid advice.
I got to tell you, we've gotten some advice here on the What You Doing at the Courthouse segment.
Yeah.
That I don't know was great advice.
Mm-mm.
This is solid advice.
It is.
Stay out the streets.
Yep.
In four words, that guy pretty much just nailed it, right?
Yeah.
Going on,
what's
man?
Going on? How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm back.
Now, wait a minute. Some guy has just walked up and ambushed Captain Chris while he's in the middle of one conversation. This is another guy now that's just walked up.
Back again, Anna.
Back again. What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm Captain Chris.
What's going on, Captain Chris?
So we're doing a little radio interview here. Would you like to participate and tell us what brings you out here to the courthouse today?
For one, the government officials have shut down many places. So it's very important for people like us as citizens to pinching against this. See what I'm saying? Because, see, first of all, we need our government assistance. We need our people in our community.
This is like some kind of an advocate to reopen the government, which has already been reopened.
It's open.
Right?
Yep.
There's no sense of our community being teared down by somebody that's just not even in control of his own pockets. So what we need to do is...
He got British all of a sudden.
Say,
what was that?
His own pockets.
In his own pockets with some tea and crumpets.
Citizens is stick together. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, first of all, I don't just stand for just one race. I stand for it all.
All right.
So I'm saying, so if they're doing anything that don't need to be stood for, that's what need to happen.
I definitely agree to that, man. You know.
Now the other guy.
A full-fledged conversation.
The original guy has jumped back in with his support for this new community leader out in front of the courthouse. This other guy was just there on some drug charges, and now he's like, you know, he's endorsing this guy for whatever.
Nothing brings people together like drug charges.
Or what you're doing at the courthouse.
Yeah.
It's sad that you got people out here working for free.
You fight the power, guess what? They can't do nothing about it. They got rules and regulations that they need to follow. Any rule that steps outside they butt or they bracket, they can get accountable for it. Y'all have a good day, man.
All right. That's the end, I guess.
Drop
of
the mic.
No doubt. There is some judge today. And some jury, some pool of 12 people that have no idea what they're in for.
No.
Because this guy's going to answer for some crime, I guess. And they're about to get an education.
Mm-hmm. Stay out the streets.
And half of it will be done in like a British accent.
What was that?
That was great. That was absolutely great. He started going back and forth with different accents and everything. All right. So there you go. That's what you're doing at the courthouse.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
I don't know how I'd feel if I'm working in one of the most drunk industries in America. Maybe I feel pretty good about that.
Well, you actually are. We're just not the top of the list.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we've got a list. This is science. They did a survey here.
This is science.
This
Anytime
is science.
You say, Melanie, this is science, immediately I just don't want to trust you.
No, because I want people
this
to know.
Science.
This is credible information. This has been studied. These are industries where people notoriously get hammered a lot.
Yeah, the top five.
Top five. All right. So let's start with number five.
Number five is information services and data processing.
So that's like... All right, yeah, that already makes me want to have a drink. So you're just like, it's...
Yeah, just the word data. It's like, oof, hand
yeah,
me here.
Yeah, processing, and it's like numbers, right? And systems, and ugh.
Yeah.
All right, ugh. I had a drink. What's number four?
Number four, now we fall into this. Arts, entertainment, and recreation.
I'm just trying to figure out where we fall
so
into
people,
that. Arts, entertainment.
Or entertainment.
Okay.
Music,
all
radio.
Right. All right. So if somebody like... Like, oh, it makes sense, like, if you're an actor, right?
Yeah.
How about TV news people?
Yeah, they would all fall into it.
Okay, so then we're number four.
Yes, we're number four. Now, number three,
Hold on 1 second here.
Oh, okay.
Because I might need your help on this.
Yeah.
So if my wife's like, hey, like, last night you tore it up. You got crazy. Like, you just drank too much. I'd be like, I work for the fourth drunkest industry in America.
I mean, it's true.
All right.
It's science.
Write that down. Remember that
so
one?
So number three, I don't think this is surprising. Marketing and sales.
I'm surprised it's not number one.
I would think that it would be higher up on the list as well.
I feel bad for the salespeople, man. Like all over the place. Like I have friends in sales and it's just because they always
it's
say.
A hard job.
But what do they say? You have to get used to being told no all the time.
Right.
Like, geez. Every day you get up just to be told no?
It would be exhausting. You would definitely think that you would drink more if you worked in that industry.
But some of the salespeople around here, I could see now, maybe, because sometimes like I'll have a conversation.
Because they're stumbling or what?
Well,
what do you mean?
No, it's not even that obvious. It's just the stuff they say. Like they'll say something and I'll be like, huh. And now I'll just be like, oh, well, they're drunk. Now it makes sense.
Okay.
Now I get it. They're just drunk. It's fine. I get it.
Okay, so number two. Is construction.
Okay.
So if you work in construction, building and construction, then chances are you like to go to happy hour, enjoy yourself, have a couple of brewskis.
God, it's just, you know, and those guys are in such, and women too, they're in great shape, you know, and I always, God, they're in great shape, I guess, because they're working with their bodies all day and they're lifting heavy stuff. And it's like, your job is a built-in gym. You're basically working out all day.
Yeah.
And then you can go and drink right
physical
after.
Physical labor.
Because you've already burned so many calories.
Yep.
that's a great industry to be in, where you're burning calories and you're the second drunkest industry in America.
Ours, we just sit around and we still make
God,
the list.
No.
So what does that tell
you? We don't burn any calories in here. It's the problem, right?
That's why in between songs, you're doing 100 push-ups.
I got to do push-ups
and I'm over here
day.
Doing squats.
Squats, I know.
Just because I need some physical activity, some sort of blood flow during the morning.
All right, so
number one.
Yeah, number one drunkest industry in America.
People who work in technology.
Would that be? Like building websites?
Yeah, building apps, doing websites, working on computers. So the Geek Squad at Best Buy, chances are.
They're drunk?
They're drunk.
Oh my God. They're drunk.
No, this study didn't say they're drinking at work.
Right.
It's just the top five industries
right.
that support drinking the most.
What about if you just like, what if you're... Just like you just surf the web. Like, what if that is that count? Like, you're just drunk all the time, but you're not getting paid to do it. You just do it.
Then I think you're just a drunk that needs a job.
Right.
You're just on the internet all the time.
Get out. Stop living in your mom's basement.
Yes.
And
put the game controller down.
All right. Those are the top five drunk industries. If you guys are in it like we are, congratulations.
Cheers to you.
Cheers. We're forever joined. Al Dean on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, here's the list. The top five drunkest industries in America. Here they are.
Number five, information services and data processing. Number four, arts, entertainment, and recreation. So
that's
we
us, baby. Made the list.
We
made the
it.
List,
top five. Mom would be proud.
That's how you do it.
Number three is marketing and sales. Two is construction. And then one, number one, is technology.
All right, Jennifer, right when you read this list, Melanie, Jennifer called. And she was, like, really mad at first. We had to talk her down. Like, just calm down. I'm putting you on. You can't use that language and stuff. But Jennifer's a teacher. She doesn't like our list.
I'm a school teacher. I can guarantee you we probably rank number one somewhere.
I will say, I live next to a couple of school teachers, and I thought I was up to the challenge. They drink me under the table every time we get together.
We are very efficient. We store up until the week, you know, the end of the week. We have to. Like, that's what keeps us sane.
Right, but here's the other thing, too. But you guys, it's not fair because you get a longer practice season. You get the whole summer, you just get to drink. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is we really don't drink that much during that time because we don't really have a reason to drink.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, this is the time when you're going to find teachers at the Chili's. You're going to find them at the Ruby Tuesday. Anywhere there's alcohol, we're going to be there.
So it's kind of like I only smoke when I drink, but it's almost like I only drink when I'm taking care of kids.
When I'm
is
teaching.
That the deal?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's sweater weather, but it's also wine weather, too.
I tell you, Jennifer, I'm assuming you have to go to school and get to class, but... I listen to you and I'm excited because you're so like passionate about your drinking. And then I'm worried because you're also a teacher. And I was like,
she's not drinking at school.
No,
she's obviously
I know that.
Just getting smashed but after.
I'm like, what kind of kids are parents sending to these teachers? I mean, she's talking about Ruby Tuesdays,
bad
Chili's.
Ones.
She's like, I mean, there's all these, like anything she sees on the side of the road that has a liquor license, she's pulling over in there. You know what I mean? She's
I
trying to get better.
Care if they're good kids. 30 of anything, that's a lot of stress. 30 kids. Yeah, you're going to two for ones.
All right, we're adding teachers to the list.
Yes.
We're adding teachers. You're in teachers.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So, Melanie, you're not a believer in this. I think this is true. Like, when you lose something, it's the universe telling you you don't need it anymore.
No, that's not what I think it is. I think that it's you being too overwhelmed and not paying attention. You misplace something. And then it becomes this whole thing. You get super stressed out because you can't find it.
Okay, so you lost something.
I lost Hamilton tickets. Not just something. I lost these Hamilton tickets. Four tickets for this weekend. And I couldn't make it. It's a show over in Orlando. I couldn't make it, so I was going to sell them. Well, I went to go list them for sale, and I couldn't find them anywhere. This is $400+ worth of tickets.
You ever met... My goodness.
I looked like an insane person. I looked
play?
Like I was robbing
on a play? $400 on a play?
I looked like I was robbing my own apartment, you guys. I was throwing stuff, opening drawers. It was insane. My poor fiance, he was just like, babe, it'll be okay. You'll find them. And I was freaking out. That's
okay.
A lot of money.
Hold on. Did you find them?
I did find them.
Okay.
Thank God.
Whose fault was it? Yours or his?
It was totally mine.
Okay. Well, is fair, right?
It was totally mine.
Right. He deserves to be exonerated because
I apologize big time because at first I thought he threw them away. But what had happened was it was during the holidays. I was wrapping gifts because I got them as a Christmas gift.
You had holiday brain.
So there was just wrapping paper everywhere, and I tucked them away in a spot where I thought, oh, I'll never forget if I put them here, you know, and then, of course, I forgot.
All right, Koss, most valuable thing you've ever lost, 800-992-1099.
And did you get it back?
Did you find it? I think the universe tells you you lost it, you don't need it. $400 on a play? On a play?
It's Hamilton.
$400 on a play, that's where we're at. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so Melanie, my thought is when you lose something, it's the universe saying, hey, you didn't need that anyway. We're going to take it away from you so you can focus on, like, you know, things you need to be focusing on.
I do not agree with that. I think that it just means that you've got a lot going on. You're overwhelmed. You're not thinking straight and you misplace something. It could be valuable and mean a lot to you.
Crazy lady you watch where she's trying to declutter everyone's home.
She's not crazy. It's tidying up. Maria Kondo.
Right.
Spark joy.
Right. But even Maria says, if you don't feel something, throw it away. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Right? She does say that.
Right. Okay. But I felt something for my Hamilton tickets. I felt a financial responsibility to not lose these tickets.
So Melanie lost them. You did find them.
I did find my Hamilton tickets after I tore apart every drawer, every inch of my home, my closet, everything.
And let's not leave out.
And I also blamed my fiance. Yeah.
Falsely and unfairly blaming her fiance, Brian. Terrible. Yeah. All right.
Which I apologize for.
No, you did. And it was very nice of you.
He was like, man, and well deserved. Crazy.
Emily Walker was asking people, like, you know, what was valuable that you lost? And you were lucky to get these tickets back. Not everybody gets their stuff back when they lose it.
I'm so thankful that they did not end up in the trash.
Emily, welcome to the show. What do you got, Emily?
So I heard you guys talking about losing something valuable. This has really been bothering me. So maybe 10 years ago, my father bought me this beautiful pink pearl necklace with diamonds when we were out in Hawaii, okay?
Aww.
Something you definitely shouldn't have bought for, you know, somebody who's in their teens, you know?
Right.
And my father is no longer with us, which breaks my heart. Until this day, I cannot find it. I have moved a couple times.
I'm so sorry.
I know, right? Now, it not only had sentimental value, but of course it had monetary value. My mother's not too happy about that. But I think the emotional part of it hurts more than the money part of it.
See, the dad in me, like when you say that, right? The dad in me is like, we got to help you find. You know what I mean? Like, what can we do, you know?
So, you know, and I'm about to get married next month, and we're going back to Hawaii, and this weird part of me wants to replace it, but in my heart, I know I can never really replace it.
My gosh, you're getting me emotional.
Hold on, I know you're not asking for advice. I would not replace it. I would not.
Because it's not going to be the same.
You're going to look at, I'm just telling you, I think you're going to look at those and just go, it's not the real, you know what I mean?
However, if your fiance is listening, however, and he wants to get you a day of wedding gift, a little replacement, that would be significant. Hey. It would have new meaning. Just saying.
Dude, don't fall for that trap. Don't fall for that trap.
I think it'd be sweet.
No.
Well, who knows? I'm still hoping that maybe somewhere in a jewelry box or a moving box or something somewhere that it will pop up one day.
I bet that it will, because that's oftentimes what happens, is that it falls into some tiny little crack in some box somewhere, and when you least expect it, it'll pop up.
And, you know, since my dad's passed, those sort of things have been happening. Weird little things like that. So who knows? Maybe one day it will show itself.
Yeah, I hope, I hope it does, Emily, because I can hear it in your voice. Like, this is something you think about. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on getting married, and I hope you guys have a fabulous time in Hawaii.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys every morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're the best, Emily. Take care, okay?
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate that. That call was about to get really expensive for Emily's fiance, and
it just did. What do you mean it was about to?
No, because listen.
It's a genius idea. You're welcome. It's a good idea.
Listen, Mr. Emily, I'm just going to tell you right now. I know, Mr. Emily, whoever you are, I'm just telling you right now, that bond between, you know, like her and her dad and the thing, like, I feel like here's what I think. I think if she tries to replace them and recreate that, she'll never find the old ones. But I think if she doesn't and leaves the channel of the universe, this is me doing a little bit of space voodoo.
Oh my God.
This is me doing a little bit of space voodoo. I get it. But I feel like if you leave that channel open and you don't try to replace it, then they'll find their way back.
Okay, Yoda. No, sounds good.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Do not. Just get her a new necklace. No, stop it. Really sweet.
Stop it. It's bad advice. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. I don't know if you've heard, there's a polar vortex hitting much of the continental United States.
Yeah, I haven't been living under a rock every time you turn on the news.
I think it's like us in Southern California that are relatively not involved in this whole thing.
In Mexico.
Yeah, well, that's not continental United States.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Well, it's on the continent, but not United States. I tutor history and geography on the side, so.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I have some open classes if you need help.
I missed that part.
All right, so these teachers up in Wisconsin, right? No, Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
This is great. Yesterday, talk about making, like, having to create some fun over a tough situation when temperatures and wind chills are negative 50 and beyond.
Oh, it's so cold. It's freezing in this studio right now. You look like you're... I can't even imagine. I feel like I'm in a polar vortex.
Man. So these guys got on their YouTube channel of their school district to announce that they were having an off day, a snow day.
Snow day.
But the kids weren't really sure if they were going to have off or not. So they said, you're going to have to watch the YouTube channel for an update. And these teachers got together, created this song, this music video. Here it is.
Heard about a winter storm. It's cold and dreary. Stay home, stay warm. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
This guy's good. He's really pretty good.
It goes like this. When the snow hits, the buses can't get out of it.
And right now the kids are probably like, get to the point. Like, what is this about?
So is it going to be a snow day?
Like, what is this?
It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
All right, little lull here, but now.
It's a snow day.
Yes!
Snow day!
No school!
This is great.
Stay home and just play.
Stay home and just play.
It's a great
harmonizing
day.
Two teachers.
I know you
want in the school district, and they did a great job with this. It goes on, but I got to tell you, this is very creative.
Yes,
and I think a very cool way to make fun of a really serious situation with the polar vortex.
Yeah, having a good time with it. 1 million views already, and it's been up less than 48 hours.
Polar vortex. If you haven't heard, it's everywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.